You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Mōrena, Ange. How are you this morning?
Mōrena. Good, thank you. Yeah.
Excellent to hear. Well, with lots of seasonal changes comes lots of questions from the listeners.
Yes. Thanks for everybody for posting. I'm all ready for you.
First up, someone said, "Hi Ange, I have eczema on my eyes and mm-hmm. it's super scaly. Do you have any moisturising remedies to help with that?"
Quite often, you check makeup or water mm-hmm. Or what you're using as your cleanser. But the vitamin E cream I have specially made, it's a base cream, but right. It's got no artificial perfumes and smells and chemicals in it.
Yes.
So that's on my website, and that fixes lots of things. So
it does, yes.
I'd just start there.
Awesome.
And if it continues, if it's drying and cracking, you could do a mineral replacement, which is on my website.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, there's an allergy test if all else right. fails. But I'd start there, vitamin E, and then go minerals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more you know, the more you know.
The more you know. What else have we got, Nick?
Someone said, "Hi, Ange. I want to work on my gut health, and I've heard that probiotics are good. But what foods can I eat to balance my gut microbiome?" Very scientific question.
Very top stars for the question. Look, I always start off with my Digestion 101 handout, where back in the olden days, before we got so clever in modern life, we did sour foods before meals. So,
right.
So it's apple cider vinegar, 5 mL to 5 mL of water in the morning, or grapefruit, some people would do. Otherwise, pickles, and the Americans and French do salad first, and that brings up digestive enzyme secretion. And another thing is, you've got to put your knife and fork down halfway through your meal and chew your food and have a rest and become present. Because a lot of people are dashboard diners or keyboard diners, mm-hmm. And it's just like, stop it. It's not doing you any favours.
I am guilty of a desk lunch.
So guilty.
And I say to people, you're entitled to a lunch break. So do that, because they even say, somehow, even sort of rest and exercise even helps the microbiome as mm-hmm. well, getting out into nature and things. And then you follow the Mediterranean food pyramid. So half your plate veggies, quarter of your plate protein, quarter of your plate whole grains. And then that sets up the right materials, because the legumes, the chia seeds, the dinner salads like quinoa salads or brown rice, black rice, that has good starches and prebiotics to feed the microbiome.
Interesting.
Because you're born with 2 kilos of bacteria in your gut. So that's the weight of your head.
Yep.
Sheesh. And you picked it up from your mum and the birth canal and breastfeeding and all of that. And then it's up to you to maintain it.
Mm.
But with stress and high sugar diet and the Western diet, it really dies off,
it
and then antibiotic use, So you'll suddenly find when a good question, I love this question because I'm really into the microbiome.
Cause so
it's,
am I.
Yeah, it's all the latest because it does help your immunity, your serotonin production, your mind-gut axis, so anxiety and depression.
70% of serotonin is in your gut crazy statistic like that. Yeah,
yes,
it's so
that's
important.
Where it's all made. And naturopaths have always said it, and now the science is catching up. It's like, start with the gut, So your bowels have got to go every day. So if you're going second daily, you need the rubbish truck to come every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we begin, is with gut health like that.
Yeah.
So if you need, and then there's probiotics, and I really am into strain specific probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's ones for irritable bowel syndrome, there's ones for the vaginal microbiome, people get urinary infections and thrush. Got ones for mood, ones for skin like acne. So there's specific strains that have been shown in human clinical trials.
Mm.
And they get really good results. They're just like, wow, within a week I was no longer bloating.
Yeah, the bugs are important.
Oh, they're
the
everything we're now finding out,
In a similar-ish vein, someone texted in, "My friend told me that I should be monitoring the pH level of my water at home. Is there a particular water pH level that is best for drinking?"
Oh, that's a good one. I'm thinking more of the urine.
Yeah.
You check your urine to see how acidic you are,
mm-hmm.
And
I suppose it's just at what stage of the water we're talking.
Yes.
Out.
So to do your own, I mean, I'm all for getting the chlorine out and, mm-hmm. Those halogens. So, I filter my water and use sky water, sky juice when you can. So I don't really know the answer to that. Like, yeah, because you've got hard water and soft water, and hard water is more alkaline because it's got more minerals in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, so I don't know, but I'd be more checking the urine. And it's,
yeah.
I think from memory, 6.4 to 7.4, but don't quote me. I'll have to look that up.
I was telling Nick when we got this question that I used to be really bad at drinking water, and now I'm really good at it, and I can tell the difference between water from taste. It's one of my talents.
When we come to Auckland, we bring all our own water.
Like, oh, true.
Every vessel in the house gets filled with, you know, our water. So
excellent.
Nice.
Well, thank you for helping us wade through the seasonal change. I'm sure we all really appreciate it because it's getting colder and things are going on out there.
That's right.
So take care of yourself out there, and thank you, Ange. We'll see you next time.
Yes,
thanks,
and there's
Ange.
Plenty of resources on the website if anybody wants to sort of look things up. We've got online consults and here every month.
Excellent. I will chuck that link in the podcast so people can reach it easily. Thank you,
great.
Ange.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
Thank
that
you,
was Natural Ange. Naturally.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.